Hollywood leftists freak out at Disney CEO Bob Chapek over Florida bill barring sexuality instruction for kids. By David Ng on March 8, 2022. The 40-year-old Virgin director Judd Apatow has joined the leftist pressure campaign against the Walt Disney Company, shaming CEO Bob Chapek for his decision to refrain from commenting on Florida's parental rights in education bill that would ban the teaching of sexuality and transgenderism to kids in kindergarten through third grade. In a tweet on Tuesday, Judd Apatow accused Chapek of complicity in putting kids in danger by not condemning the legislation, which Democrats and the mainstream media have inaccurately dubbed the Don't Say Gay bill. His customers are children. This bill harms children in ways that will damage many for life, Apatow claimed, adding that Disney should never be a company that doesn't stand up for the safety and support of all children. It remains unclear how the bill would harm or damage children. Despite claims the bill promotes homophobia and hate, the text simply prohibits instruction of any kind of sexuality or transgender identity to very young children. Apatow also said Disney shouldn't donate to politicians who backed the legislation. Apatow's accusations come after the Florida Senate passed the Parental Rights in Education Bill 22-17 on Tuesday, paving the way for Governor Ron DeSantis, R., to sign it into law. Social media was brimming with unhinged shrieks from Hollywood elites seething over the bill. Disney has neither supported nor condemned the legislation, enraging left-wing activists who are attempting to pressure the company into taking a political stance. A boycott campaign against Disney is underway to intensify the pressure. Chapek has departed from his predecessor Bob Iger by steering Disney away from controversial politics. As we have seen time and again, corporate statements do very little to change outcomes or minds, Chapek said in a recent internal memo, which was obtained by The Hollywood Reporter. Instead, they are often weaponized by one side or the other to further divide and inflame. Simply put, they can be counterproductive and undermine more effective ways to achieve change. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.